Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always.
Hello, filthy animals. It's Ben Vanel, and it's good to be back, boys. It's good to be back. You know who else is back?
The big old jet setter himself. Living that big old carbon footprint.
Fuck this planet. I'm genuinely too tired to care about this planet at the moment. I'm so fucking sleepy. I am. It's daytime now.
Yeah.
But it's about 500 days ago in the UK, which is where my body clock still is. So,
what time is it body clock time?
It would be about a million past midnight.
Okay, interesting.
Which is the middle of the day, probably.
Yeah, pretty much, more or less. Yeah. So you should be right to go.
Yeah.
What's your fucking problem?
Yeah. Jaundice.
Oh yeah, how's the food in Edinburgh?
It was great, actually. Haggis, delicious.
Is it really?
I've heard it's just good. It's spiced sausage.
Oh, okay.
It's just sausage.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was seaweed.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't know. I thought it would. In my head.
That is insane.
I pictured like a seaweed texture and taste.
That's the most opposite food.
It's like you know how you have like a steak and kidney pie. It's just the kidney part.
Oh, yeah. Right. Get me over there.
It's all the meaty bits. So it's heart, lungs, and liver and shit. Like awful, ground up and put into sausage with these really nice peppery spices, and it tastes great.
Yeah.
And you have it at breakfast. And it's better than black pudding, which I didn't like.
Yes.
Which is too dry.
How much... You've been in Edinburgh, by the way. We didn't set that up at all before you started talking about haggis.
I've been in Edinburgh, the home of seaweed.
How much haggis do you reckon you had on the trip?
I had probably 3 or 4 different haggises over a month.
Okay.
Which isn't that many.
Not many at all.
But every time there was
fruit
like...
dish that you claim to love.
Yes.
I thought it was great, but I had one fucking terrible one the first time.
Right.
And I knew that wasn't representative of haggis, but I think it put me off because it was from some place where it was clearly just a frozen little brick.
Yeah.
Right.
And so every like obviously good place we went to after that, I would get haggis and try it out.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. So you didn't become prejudiced against it. It's very big of you.
I can have one bad experience and it doesn't necessarily color my perception of that group food or third thing.
I think you're absolutely the opposite.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes. I think you're never going to get on a plane again after this.
I judge everything based on its own merits. And that plane sucked. No, the last part of the flight was like a Jetstar thing. And it was that made me... Well, no, it's also the fact that it's a 10-hour difference between the places.
Yeah.
It fucked me on the way over as well. I've never been good at it. We used to go back and forth. And so just... my body telling me something different too. I am someone who listens to the rhythms
He's
of my body.
Spiraling right now.
Yeah, he is.
I am someone who has always been in tune with what my body is asking of me.
Really?
And what
has
I should
it ever
do.
Asked you to eat less?
No,
or drink less beer.
Never.
Wow. Okay.
Because I maybe spoil my beautiful body a little bit.
God, I've missed him.
This beautiful angel who I have to look after. Also, we went to England is great. Scotland's fucking awesome. Scotland's better than England.
Shout out.
Yeah, agreed.
I reckon.
Agreed.
Scotland, the most beautiful shit I've ever seen. England, though, also great. I had an awesome time. I love it over
very
there.
Nice.
UK's great. Thank you to everybody who came up and said hello and that you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you met some McFilth.
I did meet some McFilth. Actually, I did meet some Scottish people, a lot of English people too, and... It was very cool.
Yeah, that was a nice thing for us to get, like, by osmosis, finding out, like, there's a bunch of our fans over there. That's really cool.
It was UK-mosis over there.
Very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I'm asleep in my brain. I can still...
That beautiful body's still working overtime.
Because, yeah, we didn't really set this up, but, yeah, we haven't recorded one of these for, like, a month. We banked a lot before Knox went to the Edinburgh Fringe. Yep. So, boy, we haven't all been in each other's company for nigh on 6 weeks or so at this point.
Yeah, roughly.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Tommy and I...
Say it roughly. I've missed it.
Tommy and I, of course, were together overseas, weirdly.
In Japan.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, how was Japan?
It was great.
Always great.
I saw a video... This is how we interact through posts on social media that I watch and don't ask about.
Yeah.
I saw a video of you playing a virtual boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
What was that like? Terrible?
It's the way they had it set up in the shop, it's kind of like at...
It's at child height.
So it was like, I don't know, like it's held in place. So you had to lean in. So it was pretty uncomfortable being crouched over. Mm. And also then you realize, well, even if I could... have this height, like, just how did anyone, the idea of having a portable thing that you have to play at a kitchen table.
Yes.
Like, you actually can't use it on the go.
Yeah.
Like, what was the fucking, it may as well have just been a helmet.
It had a better stand than the Switch, though. It had that, like, tripod thing at the back. Mm. I really liked it. I'd never played one before, and I'd been to that shop before.
Right. Mm.
But it was cool. Like, it had a 3D effect, and it didn't make my eyes hurt like I thought it was going to.
Because headaches is the big thing that I've always heard about Virtual Boys.
Yeah. I did only play it for 30 seconds, to be fair.
Well, no, that's probably long enough.
Yeah, I'll make a definitive statement. But I thought it was cool. Like, for and remembering, like, oh, this was out decades ago.
Yeah. For the day, for it being, like, crisper resolution than a Game Boy.
Yeah.
And it's 3D, like, yeah.
And it was the Wario game that was on there, and it was pretty fun.
It definitely sounds like you loved it if you played 30 seconds and went, yep, that's enough now.
That's good. Well, I was crouching, so,
yeah. No headaches still. I'm going to get out while the getting's good.
Totally.
Before this thing turns on me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had a great time. We went to Disneyland together.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Is that where the Indiana Jones adventure was?
It is.
Is Indiana Jones Disney?
I guess must be
now. Lucasfilm net.
Yeah, right.
So holy fucking
Indiana Jones is a Disney princess. That means everything's a Disney princess.
Girl, yes. That ride was one of the most enjoyable 30 seconds of my life.
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick.
Because Indiana Jones, virtual boy, anytime you've had sex. Hooray!
Indiana Jones wins out for me because I got to keep my spine straight for the whole thing. Sure. So that wins out on points.
But that was cool. It was really creative for like a live event almost. Yeah. It was like really well done.
Looks from the picture that you've got on your fridge, Tommy, of you both enjoying the Indiana Jones adventure, like a sort of log flume-ish type setup.
Yeah, it's the big dip at the end, and I got the photo because my face is just like, I'm really going for it. Yeah. I'm screeching, and it's not put on. Like, I didn't know the photo was being taken. I am really going for it. Mm. And then right next to me, you got little Ben Vanel looking like a stock photo from like a fucking Encarta instruction manual or something.
I really do look like man on roller coaster.
You do too.
Yeah. We'll put it on the page.
Yeah, we should
it's
share
good
it.
Good shit.
It's really good.
You need to get like a Shutterstock tattoo across your face.
But yeah, that was fun. The Tower of Terror we did.
Tower of Terror was
great. I didn't
great,
know fully what it was going to be.
Mm.
And boy, if I got scared.
Because the Tower of Terror is the name of that one at Dreamworld as well.
Is it?
The giant drop. So I may have just said its actual
called,
name.
Yeah, I think it's just called the giant drop.
Well, there's
drop.
A giant drop, and then I think the one that shoots you up the side of it is called the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
You might be right,
I should have known. Like, it's a tower, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
But that was great as well. Yeah.
I'm bamboozled to know what you thought you were going to be in for.
I just had no idea. I just didn't know.
Time to have a relax. Here in the Tower of Terror.
You know,
I'd love to see your face from that one with both your hands on your cheeks looking scared.
That's when we realized we've been left home alone. I one thing I did really enjoy about being at a Japanese theme park was, you know, sometimes like the lamest bits of those rides are like the kind of corny voice acting that you have to cop along the way. But because it's all in Japanese, you just get to disconnect and like not really think like, God, this bit's a bit shitty.
Just taking the visuals, which are all cool as well. There was a magic trick in the Tower of Terror where there was like a lit up sort of like idol, like a sort of very stereotypical African-esque idol.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it like lit up and scared everyone. Then it disappeared, like disappeared from the room. It was very impressive.
Yeah, people fucking absolutely shat their dacks at that, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Indiana Jones ride is sick. It's like
great to go to that bit and go like, the ride's gone wrong.
where is it?
It's missing.
Stop. Yeah, the Indiana Jones ride is cool because you're in like a mine cart and it's on a track, but there's like a...
Oh, from the second one.
Mm.
From the Temple of Doom.
Mm.
I guess.
There's like a mine cart chase in that at the end of that movie.
Yeah. So you're on like a... But the mine cart you're on is like suspended. So it's on like a pole that's moving along a track.
Yeah.
But because it's suspended on that, it can like kind of like... The cart you're in kind of like
jumps.
Rock around so it feels like you're on this really bumpy track.
Fuck
it's really
yes.
cool.
That sounds fun.
Really simple, but it really works. It was great.
There was a great thing where a big like head, stone head, it appeared to spit fire, but it was like, I guess, mist and lighting. But you're like driving straight into it. You're like, I'm going to burn to death.
Yeah. As soon as the seatbelt goes on with those things, I'm just all the way in.
Yeah.
Like you sat next to me at a bunch of things. Everything that happens, I'm like, whoa. Like I'm just absolutely all the way
in.
I just absolutely let go of every bit of me that knows that it's the real world.
Yeah.
You're so right about the voice acting thing as well. There's a Superman one again at Dreamworld or Movie World at the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And... The first thing you do is you get in and it's like, Superman, quick, someone's stuck in a building. And then your car, like from your car, the audio of like, don't worry, I'm on my way.
Happens.
And you immediately go like, well, fuck this ride.
It's goofy as shit.
But it's the same as games as well, where people go like, actually, the Japanese voice track is better. It's like, no, you just don't understand Japanese.
Yes.
So you can't tell if the voice acting is better.
It's like the voice acting in Banjo-Kazooie is great because they're just like, and if you don't know another language, it might as well be that.
Yeah.
Me and Ben were saying...
That's what I'm saying. People from Japan are Banjo-Kazooie characters.
Yeah.
Me and Ben were saying at the end of the day how good it would be to just like turn this into a theme park podcast where we just like get money to travel around the world going to theme parks.
That'd be
so good.
Yeah.
Let's set up like $100 million Patreon goal. Is that how much theme park tickets cost?
Yes.
It wasn't cheap. Yeah, I got a little sticker that said it was my birthday.
Yeah.
To wear a little sticker on my chest.
Yeah.
And we all got stickers that said it was our first time at Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool.
It was great.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. I went on the London Eye.
Mm-hmm.
In Manchester.
Yeah.
And in London. And
they laughed before anyone got the joke.
They had a Big Ben looks fucking stupid at the moment, which is a shame.
Hey,
it's got all scaffolding.
Come on, I've been losing weight, brother.
It's all got scaffolding around it.
Oh, that sucks. Oh yeah, I think I knew that. They were like
and
refurbishing
it's not donging.
Yeah.
At the moment, the bell's not going. Anyway, we went around on the Millennium Dome and there's a bit towards when you get to the bottom where it's like, come and stand here and we'll take your photo with the, you know, the Houses of Parliament and the Big Ben behind you. And everyone was like, and just stay where they were. So I got to go over and just stand there looking really sad on my own at the edge of the London Eye thing, looking into the camera. And it was a great photo, but... Then they'd cost like £20 or something.
Oh, that's
so
pricey.
I snuck up and took a photo of the screen, and this woman was like, "Hey, no photos." I was like, "Eh, what?
Huh?" Gesundheit.
I got a little photo of it.
Nice.
Oh, good.
It's not that good though because I was standing quite far back because I was scared.
Not worth. You got in trouble for nothing.
Yeah.
And my chicks for free.
You're fine. You should just sleep deprive yourself more often.
Yeah. I've just had the biggest fucking can of
energy. You turned up to my house with two big cans of V.
Two for $7.50, bitch.
Chugged one so quickly.
Yeah.
Just wolfed it down.
I feel sick.
Didn't even touch the sides.
We're so different. I turned up with two cans of Melbourne Bitter.
I got my water bottle.
Yeah.
I lost my Nintendo Switch water bottle the other day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I left it in a supermarket. I was too embarrassed to go back.
How do you leave it in a supermarket?
I don't know. I think I like, left it.
Thirsty in there?
I think I left it on the counter as I was paying.
Oh,
I'd gone straight from the gym.
Yeah, brutal.
Yeah.
Are you work out?
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay. Wait, so drinking out of your Switch thing at the gym and at your supermarket, putting it down on the counter, you're fine with that.
Mm.
Then going back to collect your belongings, you're like, I could never.
Well, yeah. It was like a day later that I realized, and I was like, my friend was like, you should just go and ask him. I'm like, I don't want to go and get into a discussion with this.
In bed really thirsty and something's wrong.
Well, they won't have it. They're not going to have a fucking lost property department at the IGA near my gym.
They would have given it to a child.
But anyway, now I got this fucking boring see-through blue camelback.
Yeah.
Not as good.
Nah,
it isn't.
Not nearly as good. Should we get on to... So there's... Yeah, we haven't done a new one of these for quite a while. A bunch of stuff has happened in the intervening weeks that we haven't been around each other. Some news to catch up on.
Elon Musk smoked weed on Rogan's show.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
He is just in freefall. It's great.
He really is.
It's really incredible to watch.
I saw a photo someone had done of him dressed up like the Joker in that photo.
Yes.
And then also, I didn't take a photo of it, which I should have. I guess it was my experience just for me.
Yeah.
We went to the Camden Market in London, and my favorite T-shirt there was Princess Di all done up like the Joker.
Oh shit.
And it said, "You want to know how I got these scars?"
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Dude, that's still the home of punk rock. I don't care what anybody says.
Why didn't you buy it?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the price. It would have been so expensive.
Yeah.
Also, it would not have fit.
That's so good.
You're not meant to wear it. Just get it, bring it back, put it on the wall.
No way.
Frame it.
If you put that on and wore that out in public, like somewhere crowded, like a pub or something like that. How quickly do you think before someone took great umbrage with it and wanted to talk to you about it?
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Think you'd last long at all.
No,
not in England as well.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, so we got a few things to cover to catch up on. Where should we begin? I reckon maybe with a bit of casting news for the Witcher Netflix series.
Yeah, sure.
That we talked about when the series was announced. Mm-hmm. Henry Cavill. Now, I've not really seen anything that this man has been in, so. And I also haven't played The Witcher, so this news means literally nothing.
Can
to
you
me.
Leave the room for like 15 minutes?
I don't have Netflix.
So, Brandon Gerstwick is in the
Flappers.
The Flappers series. So, what do we think of that? Is essentially what you've just had to say.
I don't know, man. Like, Knox, you've seen Mission Impossible 6.
Yes.
And you liked it?
The movie I was so on because everyone was like, fucking best action movie since Fury Road and all that stuff. And it was fine. It was the same. It was about as good as the fifth one was, which I thought was there.
Yep.
The fourth Mission Impossible is still my favorite. But Henry Cavill was good in it.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And I think he's bland as Superman, but he's also playing Superman.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So, like, there's not that. And I never saw The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I did, and he was Superman in it. Like, he was really bland. And that was, like, a pretty fun movie. Like, Armie Hammer played this, like, fun Russian dude.
Right.
This double agent guy. And Henry Cavill was, like, he was a spy.
Was he like, the straight man in it, though?
Basically, okay. Yes. He was, like, Superman wearing... He was like Clark Kent.
Right.
Basically, yeah. Okay. And so I he's pleasant, but he's not like Geralt.
He, in Mission Impossible, had a lot more sort of attitude and gruffness.
Okay, a bit of toad.
A little bit of like, a little bit of loose canonishness.
Right, one eyebrow raised, the other one pointed down.
More like both eyebrows pointed down and looking angry.
Okay.
A Raphael type.
He had a bit of edge to him.
Okay.
And I reckon he could maybe pull this off.
Okay.
Because I can't think of like that when they announce this thing, there's no one who jumps to mind. It's like, that guy would be great as Geralt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean Bean.
Sean Bean 20 years plus ago.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What's the showrunner's name? I think she's the showrunner. She tweeted on the day they announced him. She tweeted about it and she was very enthusiastic about how like,
it's an unbiased view.
Well, yeah, but you just like her saying like the first audition I had with him was just like I knew immediately like when he came in.
Wow.
She was tweeting about it like how won over instantly she was by him in this role.
That'd be very funny if she tweeted out like, fuck.
Well, not my first pick, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, just quote tweeting the announcement and fuck.
Fifth choice is pretty good. I don't know.
I'm willing, like I want to be proven, not like I'm skeptical, but I don't think he's going to be shit. But I love The Witcher 3. Like I really, really got into it in the past 6 months and I'd love it to be good. Yeah.
I think if he does a bad job, it won't necessarily, and look, it's easy to if saying this about Superman and this would mean that he gets a third one and then it maybe is his fault. But if he's not good in this, I'm willing to bet that it wouldn't be his necessarily his doing.
Yep.
The writing in this is the thing that will be...
I don't know how much of a distinction this really makes, but have they said that... Or did I imagine this, that it's based on the books and not the video games?
I think so.
Which I think is an interesting point of difference to keep in mind because, you know, most people know it from the video game, so expecting an adaptation of that, but
The games are based very heavily off the books as well, so it probably won't be... It'll be like a slightly different take, but it won't be crazy different.
The whole thing's filmed in third person.
He sits there and has to like put some oils on his sword for a while before every fight.
I think also an issue I have with it is Netflix doesn't mean quality to me anymore.
Nah.
Not even slightly. Like it doesn't necessarily mean bad, but it's not HBO. Like
it's not HBO. It's TV.
Nice. It's a real quantity approach at the moment, isn't it? There's a lot of sevens on there. A lot of shows that are like good if you've run out of everything else to watch. Mm. Plenty of things that I've gotten four episodes in and gone, the first one of this first ep was great, but there's other stuff I could be doing.
Yep, totally.
I expect this to probably be about the same as one of those Marvel shows that's on there where it's I passed the time.
Which is a shame. Like I think that's part of my negative reaction to it is like the best one of the Marvel shows to me was still only like a 7. This now deserves a 9 out of 10.
I'm sure they're trying to do I just don't know if this can exist without people making the comparison to like, it's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, big time.
It's going to be very hard for them to get away from that perception of it and from trying to either ape that and do like their version of like, look at this, it's fantasy, but they're swearing.
Yes.
Or to go so far in the other direction that it becomes too funny or too ridiculous and fantasy-ish and comic booky. So I don't know. I would never have said like, God, I hope there's a Witcher TV show one day.
Myself,
but there has been one in Poland, I believe. They've made a Witcher TV show before there. So, and I don't know how that was received.
Mm. Hey, at least it's content for us.
Very true.
It's gonna be something.
What are your TV recs, boys? What are you watching? What's good?
I'm watching Game of Thrones at the moment.
Yeah,
honestly.
I watched a bunch of movies on the plane.
Me too.
I know that's not TV, but can I have a little quick? Can I go into my gripe box?
Here we go.
And give you a couple of gripes from inside of my gripe box.
Are you ever out of it?
No. This is.
I was born in the gripe box.
I'm just gonna climb in the box now.
Here we go. Oh, where's Adam gone?
So the problem with the
coming movies through on. Perfectly.
Yeah. Yes.
The movies on TV on the plane. I watched. I was looking for stuff. I watched Indiana Jones, and I was thinking, okay, I've seen this before.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know this well enough that if I fall asleep, I won't care. It'll be familiar. This is perfect. So they've got the big screens
what
now.
What could possibly happen next?
They've got the big screens now, like iPad size, basically, on the back of your chairs. And if you pick an older movie, it still has the old version of the film that was made for planes. So the version of Raiders of the Lost Ark they had was the 4x3 little tiny screen.
Oh, my God.
And then compressed into a 16x9 widescreen version of the movie.
Jesus.
So I was watching this tiny little brick.
Like smaller than your phone.
It was so small. And I was there squinting at it going like, get them, Indy. I think they're Nazis.
You'd
I'm not sure.
You'd be better off watching it on a fucking virtual boy.
It was
crouched over, tray table down. Red and black.
It was so annoying.
Before I met up with Ben, I was traveling around Japan with two friends of mine, and they both were one of them was watching Netflix stuff on the plane, but on her phone. God, what a way to live.
Yeah.
Not for me, thanks.
A bunch of people doing that, and it's like wild choices too.
Mm.
I can get it if it's like, well, this is like a new thing. You're clearly excited to see it and you set aside this time.
Mm.
But I saw someone on the plane watching Matilda on their phone. It's like, well,
fuck.
You, that's... you had to download that.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. Just listen to the soundtrack. I watched.
Go and see the spectacular stage musical.
Yeah. I watched two movies. I watched a few movies. I watched Game Night, which I quite liked.
Mm-hmm. Game Night's funny.
Yeah. Bateman's really funny in it.
Yeah, I'm not normally a Bateman guy.
See, I am, and I was pleasantly surprised because his movies, like, I'm not a Horrible Bosses fan.
Right.
But I liked it. My sister is weirdly.
Really?
Yeah, loves them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they made a sequel, didn't they?
Mm.
So they must, yeah.
But I watched. And then I watched two movies that I'm ashamed to say I liked in a way.
Right.
Deadpool 2.
Oh, really?
Here we go.
Genuinely really liked it.
How many times does he look at the camera?
A lot. Well, at least once per scene. But like, it's funny. The action's good. Right. Like it was quite good. And then Solo.
Do you think though, if you'd seen Deadpool 2 here on land, that you would have enjoyed it? Because I think you enjoy things more when you're on a plane.
Absolutely agree. Completely agree. And that probably colours both of these movies. Solo was the other one that I really liked.
I liked Solo as well, though. Yeah. I thought Solo was good.
Yeah. I had very low expectations, but like, and I didn't think of him as Harrison Ford playing Han Solo. Like, it was a new guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
That's the right direction to go, though. Like, you can't do a Harrison Ford imitation.
Yeah.
And there were little bits and pieces where he sort of did.
Mm.
And the very end is the only bit where I was like, oh.
Where
like it's just kind of dumb. If someone hasn't seen it yet, then they probably don't care about spoilers, but also I just won't say it because maybe life happens.
Life does happen.
Sure. I hadn't seen it until a week ago.
You haven't got a chance to download it to your phone yet and watch it 15 years after its release.
Also, Matilda can do magic tricks.
Fuck off, man. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
I knew was that she was a kid.
The image of the other people on this flight just watching Ben, headphones on, Deadpool on the screen, just just pissing himself over what's going on.
Like Cape
Fear. So great.
He's smoking a big cigar.
Get him, Deadpool. I don't even know they're in a movie. You do. Gives you the edge.
I change into a Hawaiian shirt for it.
Because what a combo. Solo backed up by Deadpool 2. Like, just so many boxes being ticked. Solo trip back from Japan. Who would have predicted?
Weirdly, the woman next to me moved seats at some point.
Woman next to me. Fucking spilled red wine all over me.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we can't just talk about the plane. It's just the most recent.
No, I've got one too. I got into a fight with the flight attendant about my iPad.
Oh.
Because I had it out. I was watching something. Because you know you can have iPads out now when you take off.
And I
just had it on my lap. And he's like, "Oh, you got to put your laptop away." I'm like, "It's not a laptop." Yeah. And he's like, "Yes, it is." I'm like, "It's not. It's an iPad." Mm. And he's like, "It's not an iPad. It's a laptop." I'm like, "It's not a laptop. It's a big iPad." And he's like, "Yeah, right. It's an iPad." And I'm like, holding it out, like showing him apps, like going into my emails. I'm like, "Look, it's an iPad." And he's like, "Well, anyway, you've got to put it away." I'm like, "Why? It's not a laptop." He's like, "Anything bigger than an A4 sheet of paper has to go away." I'm like, "You just invented a rule. Where the fuck did this come from?"
That is why they, on the flights I was on, they say laptops and larger electronic devices
right.
to cover themselves.
Well, meanwhile, my friend's watching Orange is the New Black on her phone, just absolutely laughing it up, having a fucking great old time.
Bloody.
And that food. Ugh.
Dude, what is going on?
And they give you the peanuts and it's like, I'm just getting thirstier.
You eat that shit and then it's like, you put something in this to make me constipated. That's true. They do that, apparently.
Wow.
They're shitting the food on aeroplanes.
Mm. Yeah.
Not to get too conspiracy theory, that makes you not shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that you're not shitting up in the sky.
Yeah.
If everyone's shitting up there, then the whole world's getting shat on, brother.
Well, in a way, it is. I want to say I'm okay with that. I would love to just and
get
I did both
up.
Times.
Totally
sit in my seat, did not move the whole flight.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would love to
get a bit of that DVT.
Oh yeah.
You can't take drugs on a plane,
train.
I nearly said train.
Yeah,
we did. We got a bus out to Disneyland that was an hour from the city, and they had like a warning about how to not get deep vein thrombosis. Yeah. It's like,
oh wow,
how fuck do you have to be to get deep vein thrombosis on an hour long bus ride? You got bigger problems. Like, it's coming for you in some form. If that's a warning that
I
you
got
need.
Gout on the bus.
You got gout on the teacup ride. fucked. I love that. Fuck, we have so much to catch up on.
Yeah.
And it's half an hour and we literally have not talked about a single video game yet.
Yeah. Should we talk about some of the big trailers?
The Witcher might be okay, might not. It's a Netflix show. Mm. Yeah. Flip a coin.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
roll
two,
the coin.
Two big games released a bunch of gameplay walkthrough videos. Red Dead Redemption. This is Adam now. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes, I'm Porky Pig. the cowboy game.
They've brought out how many of these have they done? They've done a few video walkthroughs, haven't they?
They've done them going to GTA 5. They did some of them before it released. I think they did the exact same sort of stuff.
No, but I mean of Red Dead,
just the one, I think.
Just the one.
Because there were a couple of...
There was two trailers.
Which are all just...
I remember the start of this game, at the end of this gameplay video being like, next time, like saying that there's going to be another one.
Yeah,
at some stage.
I don't think they've put another one out yet, though, my knowledge. I think it was just that first one, which was like, you'll shoot a gun.
Yes. Yes.
Like a very calm woman telling you, like, when you play this Western game, you'll be on a horse.
Yes.
The voice was weird, wasn't it?
It was
way too calm for what's going on in the trailer.
Real, like... future dystopia sound to her voice. Yeah. And I think she did the ones for GTA 5 as well. And I'm super into it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, it makes it seem like the game is very important.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously it isn't. It's just a fucking video game and these things don't matter. But,
you want to hit stop?
Yeah, it was all right. It didn't. None of these trailers have done anything for me.
Agreed.
I checked out after this gameplay video, and we'll talk about the other one later on. But yeah, I don't want to sit and watch fucking hours and hours and hours of stuff that I'm going to end up doing.
Yeah, completely.
I've had that before. I've like gone too in on all the stuff before I've
played
the game.
Mario Odyssey.
Odyssey, I burnt myself out. But just a lot of things where you watch someone play like a full mission at E3.
Yep.
And then when you get up to it yourself, you're just like, oh, yeah, I kind of know how this all goes. You know what I mean? I've watched someone play this.
I felt that exact same way with the game, the big game we're going to review. But like there was a whole segment that was shown, I think, at E3.
Right.
Spider-Man.
We don't have to be secretive about it.
Damn it.
It's on the title of the podcast.
Yeah, people staring at it right now.
What can it be? What's come out within the last week?
It's the Deadpool 2 game.
I think it looks cool, but again, this is coming from having not played the first one, so I'm, you know, there's no, you know, that any you know, things that other people might have about it feeling a bit too familiar or whatever.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and let the big boys talk?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
You let a couple of six-shooting lads.
Did they say lads?
Lads! You've been gone too long, dude.
Couple of six-shooting motherfuckers.
Couple of six-shooting chavs.
Take this over here with you and your little pea shooter.
Call them blokes like a real fucking Aussie man.
A couple of six-shooting...
What couple of sick shooting sick cunts.
Cowboys.
I liked, so there's a lot of, you have like a big camp apparently.
Yeah.
And then you can like interact with people in the camp and build the relationships, which reminded me of like a BioWare game almost.
In
a very like high level, soft touch kind of way.
And I wonder how shallow or not it will be, or how much you'll even give a shit about doing that stuff. Because like, I remember in the lead up to GTA 5, they were like, heists, heists, heists.
Yes.
It's going to be so cool that you'll plan all these heists and shit.
Yeah,
and then
it
ended up being nothing.
It was like three heists.
And even when you did them, you just did the same sort of canned missions that you would do in a GTA game. And it was just a presentational thing rather than anything gameplay-ish. And I got the feeling from every aspect of this that it's like, okay, this is sort of fluff on top of another Red Dead 1.
Yeah,
There was a bit too much of that sort of stuff of like going, oh, and like, you know, it's a really rich, alive world, and like the NPCs really interact with you in all these different, like, it's like, first of all, who really cares? And second of all, I bet that's not true.
Totally.
Like, the tech is just not there to have, you know, thousands of NPCs that all have, you know, 1,000 possible interactions that they can have with you.
I would love it if I was surprised, but yes, I'm willing to bet that all that shit means like we made a bear out in the woods, and when you walk through a town, someone will go like, there's a snake in my boot. And that'll be it.
The first one like was good in how it gave this illusion of depth, because like you'd be like riding along and there'd be someone over there and like they'd be like, hey, I just got robbed, can you help me? And you go and help them, and that had happened 100 times, and but they always looked different and there was slightly different scenarios. But it was fine because you just kind of like rode past, or you like went and shot someone and kept riding. It was never really deep. There was never really quests or stories involved. It was just like, oh yeah, there's someone over there and something's happening to them.
And the thing with Rockstar games forever, I think, or at least for this like millennium or century that we're in.
The millennium.
Has been...
He really stepped back from that, didn't he? Forever. Actually, just for a millennium. Let's not go crazy.
Post GTA 3.
Yeah, sure.
they have... The depth has been from 100 shallow systems all together at
once. Yeah.
So it's like, I can go buy a gun from this shop, but I never will.
Yeah.
And I can go, you know, play fucking Liar's Dice in Red Dead, and I'll do it once, and then I'll go, that was boring.
Sure.
That was a Windows free game.
Doing yoga in GTA 5.
Exactly. Yeah. And tennis and golf and all that shit. And it's like, well, this is all, like, the fact that it's all there makes the world seem more... crazy, but none of it on its own is good.
Yes.
It all does come back to like...
Well, great, none of it on its own is
yeah. Like I was thinking, like the tennis in GTA 5, it was good, it was fine, but it wasn't great.
And it's good in the context of going like, it's crazy that I'm playing tennis right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes back to this thing of like trying to make it fit. You want the world to feel alive, but this thing where it's like, we're trying to make it as close to the real world as we can. It's like, it is still a video game. You are still going to have to go into menus to craft things and like alter settings and do look at a map. Like the action is still going to pause while you like go into these sub menus and do what you need to do.
And
so let's not worry about it.
It goes through all that stuff. It's like, and Deadeye is back. And it's like, oh, the mechanic from the old. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I have no problem with a second Red Dead Redemption existing.
Good.
I'm not going to stop.
Very
it.
Big of you.
I'm not going to go around there and burn their hard drives like I tried to do in Edinburgh, because that's where their office is.
Oh, yeah.
Not for Red Dead, though, actually. Just for GTA. Anyway. Which we got very wrong in our British games episode. Yeah, I had no idea what Britain was.
Didn't we hear about it?
It's the island.
Yes.
Who fucking knew, huh?
Yeah.
The Queen and that's it.
Yes.
And she kept tweeting at us.
You know, good that we did that app, because we all learnt. You know, we put out something that is just factually incorrect for pretty much 100% of the episode. How else are we meant to learn? By looking up a book?
Yes. And now all three of us know exactly what Britain is, what the United Kingdom is, and what, just the British Isles and stuff.
Exactly. Right. We all know that 100%.
I do.
Hey, we need to take a quick break to plug our live show that we are doing this Saturday.
Yes.
Which we said we were going to do up the top of the episode and then we forgot.
Yeah.
But yes, this Saturday in Melbourne.
Yeah. So were you inspired by the fact that it's not in Britain? It's in Melbourne.
Yes. Yeah. I was like... No, well, now that we've talked about Britain, what are some things that are not Britain?
Yes.
And then I went, oh, Melbourne. Yeah.
Ghana. Antarctica.
This Saturday.
Depends
September
who you ask, actually. I'm sure Britain
5th.
Would say they are all Britain.
Yes.
Anyway.
September the 15th, 4 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. We're doing a live Filthy Casual show. It won't be a recorded episode. It'll be us fucking around for an hour. We did one a couple of months ago. We had a lot of fun.
Mm.
I'm going to try and do them a bit more regularly. We have a guest coming down to discuss something with us. Let's say what it is.
Yeah.
We got invited to, Nintendo invited us to a hands-on preview event of Smash Brothers Ultimate. None of us could go, so we sent in our stead, we sent along a regular correspondent of this show.
Yes.
who he put his kilt on and he got his bagpipes out and he headed down there.
Yes.
And he played it.
Ben Russell.
Ben Russell was actually there.
Yeah.
Who this guest on our show accused of cheating when he played against him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, he's going to pop.
I don't know how you do cheat in Smash Brothers.
That's a Nintendo controlled event. Hey, Shigeru, chuck a couple codes in there for me, mate.
He's just there with a fucking welding kit trying to like mod the Switch so he can fucking put his cheats in. So that guest is going to be talking through that with us. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So tickets, filthycasuals.com.au, 4 p.m. this Saturday, the 15th of September at the European Beer Cafe.
Nice.
Any more Red Dead thoughts?
Oh, I like, as nitpicky as we got there, I think it looks great.
Yeah, I still think it looks like exactly what it will. I saw an article saying that a bunch of like GameStop employees in the US got to play an early demo of it so that they could, you know, tell people about what it was like in the shop.
Sell this game to people who are already going to buy it.
Exactly.
Like, it's already going to be like the biggest thing of the year.
Yeah. The article, the main thrust of it was saying that each of them found it very boring.
Wow.
For the most part, which I could see happening. The first part of Red Dead 1, I don't know when the last time anyone went back to that was fucking slow.
It's pretty tedious, yeah.
And or it like does a lot of atmosphere building sort of stuff.
Lassoing horses and shit and
just sort of wandering through the forest and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I don't know if I can be fucked with it personally at the moment.
Mm.
I really liked the first one, but I just don't know if I can do that open world loop again.
I know.
If it isn't super different or very, very well done, which I'm sure it will be, but like apart from the game, the secret game we'll be reviewing this week, the open world stuff has gotten a little bit, especially the
apart
Rockstar
from
one,
the game we're reviewing this week.
It definitely
we'll talk
has
about
trappings.
It in a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Red Dead, it'd probably be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Cyberpunk 2077.
Now we're fucking talking, motherfucker.
45-minute gameplay reveal trailer. What do you guys think?
I'm all in.
Yeah. This looked fucking awesome.
You
this
were skeptical game has to like, AF.
Yeah, I was really skeptical because I hadn't I didn't enjoy The Witcher 3 at the time that it was first announced.
Right.
And then I went back and played The Witcher 3 and I was like, oh, this is actually the best.
Yep.
But like, yeah, this game has to like fix my life. I'm that invested in it being good. Like, fuck, it looks great. It really does.
And we won't be getting this for a while.
No. This will be another couple years at least, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least like a year in early 2020 or something is probably the closest you can realistically expect something like that. But it looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah. It does look great, yeah.
I love the cheesy tone of it.
Yes.
People were like, they're swearing too much. It makes it seem like that's not the way to make a mature game.
Ugh.
The way to make a mature game is to have mature themes. I'm like, you know what's a mature theme? Fucking these fucking cunts.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Go off.
Go off, King.
I think everything about it, the 1980s bullshit vibe is so fucking ridiculous and looks like it's pulled off so well.
Yeah.
You know, all the like, every single part of the aesthetic trappings of it, all of the gameplay ideas that are in it seem good.
Yeah.
The shooting maybe doesn't look amazing.
Sure. And it's early days, so that could be something that they're still tuning.
Yeah. And you'd imagine it would be, right?
Yeah.
Because that's like one of the things with The Witcher 3 is that none of the games that they have made really control very well.
Yes, true.
So to make a first-person shooter would be hard.
It's such a precise form of gaming that it's got to be tuned to the nth degree. But you're right, all the aesthetics look great. Like it reminds me, I really loved Thor Ragnarok, and that was a movie that took these that like sort of like Fifth Element French, you know, sort of 60s, 70s, 80s graphic novel style of sci-fi, which is just this hodgepodge of bright colors basically, and threw that together into this fun movie. This game feels sort of like that as well.
Totally. It's almost like being a parody of it without being like, yeah, look at this. We've made fun of this thing. It's just like it's such a heightened version of the type of tropes. Like the same as The Witcher is for the fantasy genre.
Yes.
Hopefully this could be for sci-fi stuff in terms of its approach to the story and the tone and everything. And then, what they're saying about it, which I have no reason to really doubt about them, just having seen what they've done in the past, about the number of different choices you have with every given path.
Yes.
And the scale of it and all that sort of stuff. Like I'm swallowing every pill that they're giving me.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't.
What color's that pill?
Dude, the only good color. Red.
I kind of wish it wasn't character customization is the only thing.
See, I love character customization.
Yeah.
I'm not fussed about that as well because like I want to put all my points into cool. Like the fact that they've got character customization where it's like, are you cool? Are you badass or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And then being able to play through as a male or a female or like have all these different looks and stuff I think is cool.
Yeah.
Well, Tommy, you did not play the Mass Effect games, is that right?
Nope.
So those are games with an extremely well-written and strong narrative, like really good, great world building, complete character customization.
Yeah, yeah, right. So that, I've never played something where I've like enjoyed it in it more than it just being like, you know, the developers have like written a strong lead character that you're, you know, in control of. Even if that character is, you know, essentially a mute or a blank canvas.
Right.
I just would rather have someone's... It's like the, you know, we talk about a little bit about Super Mario Maker and stuff like that, like those level designing games. Like, I would rather just have someone's skill and artistry going, here's what the person looks like.
Right.
And still being able to choose like male or female between a few different ones rather than me going like, I'm fucking big mohawk and big small nose and big glasses. Well,
classic big small nose.
There's no reason the writing has to become poor.
I think Mass Effect is a great example of that.
Yeah.
And strong voice acting as well in those really helped.
Which I thought it was good in the trailer.
Yep.
The Cyberpunk trailer. The over the top sort of violence of it, the 80s stuff of like, here's someone's boob for no reason.
Sure.
Like, I think it fits into this type of thing. That bit where that ambulance thing came in and you'd swipe the credits for her and they're like, get the fuck back. And you could tell that if you'd have walked forward, they'd have started shooting.
Yes.
And maybe you could get them all. And, you know, that idea of being able to fuck with the game like that is cool.
I like the vibe is very Total Recall.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Like it's a very fun version of sci-fi.
And it's not so dreary that you dread spending time in it. Some of the most recent Deus Ex game was that. It was so like, they're both doing the same thing, like cyberpunk futures and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And fuck, it was just so dull because it was like, oh, everyone's got these cybernetic things. I feel bad about that.
Yes.
Yeah. These people in the street are like, oh, is there tension because of it? Is this like a race thing, but about cybernetic implants instead? Pretty clever.
Yeah.
And this is just like a fun ass take on it.
Yeah.
Well, that was the first thing that stuck out to me about the trailer at E3 was how it's like you're so used to these like, futuristic things where it's all greys and it's all muted.
It's like a dystopia.
Yeah, I was surprised by how much like bright and like kind of pastels and stuff there was in the trailer. It was the first thing that made me go, oh, this is really unique.
Yeah.
You just don't see that kind of interpretation of it.
Yeah. I remember very vividly watching that gameplay thing and being like, this is looks fucking great. I'm so excited to play this game. I'm going to go find, like, surely, like, I've got a game similar to this. Like, it's not as good, obviously, or as deep, but surely there's a game like this that I can play in the meantime. There really isn't.
There's the first Deus Ex for the time is close.
Sure. And then, like, there's the Fallout games, but they're still so grim. They're not as fun.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head what would be similar to that.
Like,
kind of Borderlands looked the same from the shooting stuff, but it's so different.
Yeah, and the setting especially, yeah.
But yeah, it just looks like the goal is to make you have fun at all times with this game, which is so crazy that that's like, that's the opposite of what I'm thinking about Red Dead as well. Like,
sure.
Both to be sort of open world, do what you want, here's this big... Like Red Dead is, you know, that sort of cowboy noise and like, look at all these trees.
Yeah.
Don't they look brown? And you're like, I bet that was hard to do, but you know.
Yeah.
I've seen a tree. I haven't seen a fucking skyscraper. I have, but.
I haven't seen a big neon ad before. But no, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
Looks fucking great. Moving on, more news there. There was a typhoon in Japan, which blew the N off the Nintendo building.
Yes.
Did it really?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've gone from being the big N to being the lowercase I.
Yes. Well, they had a typhoon and an earthquake, right?
Yeah, so they had a Nintendo
Fucking
Direct
crazy.
Planned for last week, which they postponed at the last minute because of the earthquake. And they still have not rescheduled it. I think the rumor is that it's happening the 13th, I think.
Right, that's Thursday.
Yeah, so just in time for this to have gone live.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, someone's getting into the pool. That's crazy.
Oh.
it's the first dip of the season.
Yeah.
The pool outside of Tommy's house, by the way. He didn't just like put two fingers to his head. I know somewhere.
It's not outside of my house. It's in my building. I'm not just looking at a public pool across the street from me.
Are you a little bit annoyed that you aren't the first to go in this?
I thought about it today.
Yeah.
It got up to like 20 in Melbourne, you know, for all of us here, we get some, you know, we get some pretty cold winters, and it's just enough. 20 is enough to make you go, woo, I am roasting out there.
Yeah.
Yes, so that direct, yeah, will probably have happened. Yeah, maybe by the time people hear this, if those rooms are correct.
I can hear the guy, like you say, it's a warm day and everything, but I just heard the guy get in the pool and he went, "Whoa!"
Yeah, I heard that too.
Which means he can probably hear us.
Oh, man, that was funny.
That was good.
And he's got a friend with him who's like, I think sent him in as the guinea pig.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
they
oh,
appear
maybe
to now be looking going, no way.
How long do you reckon they tough it out in there to pretend they're enjoying it?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
yeah, this was the right decision.
I'm going
to
say 30 more seconds.
And it's
a virtual
pool
boy amount of time.
Yes.
It's a pool that like all of the apartments in the building like look out onto.
Yeah,
so it's like everyone in the building going, wow, they gave it a crack.
Yeah. There's no shame in going back, boys.
No, he's
nah,
out.
They're out.
They're out.
They're out.
Yes, so they had this direct planned. They postponed it pretty much at the last minute.
Yeah.
So a couple of things from, I think, third parties have kind of snuck out, which clearly were going to be in the direct, and the third party just had all their stuff lined up and ready to
That's it.
Scheduled to go up at retailers.
Yeah,
and whatever,
yeah.
So yeah.
Mega Man 11, there's a release date for that, and there's a demo now on the Switch, which I've not gotten to yet.
That's been like confirmed and had a release date on the other consoles for a while, right?
Didn't it actually come out?
I think it's out
soon. It's out soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
On everything else, yeah.
I think the demo being out was like the big
big
thing about that. Civ 6,
yes,
being on the Switch,
yeah.
That's I guess a big one for some people.
Yeah.
I think there's an iPad version of that already,
right?
So
there's definitely an iPad version of Civilization in some form.
Maybe it's 5 or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it'll be similar to that, I imagine. That's probably a great place for that.
Totally,
yeah.
And that's a big fun one for like. Some people only play the Civilization games.
Yeah.
And for them to basically get it on a Game Boy is like, it's huge.
Yeah.
They're so addictive as well. It's like, I can see people just going in on a Switch for those.
Yeah. Big time. And also Final Fantasy 15, what's it called? Pocket Edition?
Chibi.
Pocket Edition HD though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's coming to the other consoles too, which is, this is the mobile one.
Yes.
That was the whole of Final Fantasy 15, but sort of altered to be these like, chibi little characters and different enough that it's sort of a different game. It's like two teams have been given the same brief.
Kind of.
And now this version is coming out on there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Hugely scaled down look and everything.
Yeah. It's like 16-bit, right, basically?
Oh, sort it's of? Like 32-ish looking, like a PS1 RPG with like high resolution kind of graphics. It's all like 3D and everything, but...
Oh, right, okay.
Simplistic. Yeah. Just very simplistic models and stuff. So not the same level of textures and shit.
And I
like
think
that.
It's the amount of dialogue and all that stuff is reduced.
Right.
So
right.
It's kind of a succinct version of Final Fantasy 15 proper.
Yeah.
Right. Which I don't know what the reaction to it was or what the quality of it is. So
because it's not out on the other things yet.
It's,
or it is.
It will be around the same time, I think.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's on phones and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the PC, I think, maybe already.
Right.
Right.
It'd be weird to buy it on something that you can get Final Fantasy.
The proper thing on, right?
I guess if you're wanting to just have a simpler experience.
Just
you know
play
I mean?
It again.
Just burn through it a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Like it might appeal to you.
Like it is, technically a different game.
Mm.
Yeah.
But very weird.
So, yeah, those three things snuck out. There's also a new Leisure Suit Larry game called Wet Dreams Never Die.
What is that?
Anyway,
on?
What?
What is that meant to? What is that a like?
I don't
is
know.
It just made up because it sounds like it's a James Bond movie.
Yeah.
I think they're just banking on like they've just made it up and they're just hoping that people will just assume. Oh, I must not have ever heard of the thing that this is in reference to.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
It's
real terrible.
It's gross. It makes me feel unwell.
Yeah.
Wet Dreams Never Die.
What about
Fuck
Wet Dreams
series.
Into Wet Reality? That would be better.
Okay.
That's more gross.
Yeah.
Rollerballs.
Nice. Cocktopussy.
Nice.
And there's a two.
Cocktopussy. Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah,
that's
great. Okay,
Boner Royale.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the...
With the Switch thing as well.
Oh, yes.
Interesting that it's fucking September and they still haven't said what is going on with the online stuff.
God,
hey, it's not like it's coming out this month or anything.
I'm assuming it is going to be in this direct, But I think that, fact that the like Civilization 6 and stuff that was going to be announced in it though seems very separate.
It totally does, yeah.
So I'm no longer sort of assured that that is what this is going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this month. Yeah. It's the middle of the month now and we don't know.
It's going to be a social media post with one graphic that's low res and it's like, all right, fuck, yeah. I guess that's okay.
They it'll do love like, that very small JPEG. They love trotting that out, don't they?
Yeah.
And it'll say like in 10 ret.
Yes.
Severus or something. It'll be misspelled.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I got to piss before we do the review.
Oh, for fuck's sake. This guy, should we just keep going? Should we just fill time without him? So that one of us doesn't have to edit this out? That's a good point. It's less workload.
All right.
This motherfucker. You know what? I kind of need to go too, but I've been thinking like, no, I'll just, you know, I can see it out till the end of the episode.
I've been slowly shitting myself over here the whole time.
And in my apartment. Yeah. So like you've embarrassed yourself. I'm going to have to clean that up.
I'm not embarrassed. I think it's a cool amount of shit that I'm doing.
Who did you miss more while you were away, me or Ben?
I didn't miss either of you cunts.
That's fair. That's pretty fair. We didn't think about you once while we were in Japan.
Why would you? Look at your faces. I liked it on that Indiana Jones thing, by the way.
Mm.
There's the two of you and there's an empty seat there as though I should have been there.
That's very true. But you know what's funny? And not to pander to stereotypes or whatever, but so like that look on my face, I did not know that the camera was going to be at that point of the ride.
Yeah.
So that's genuine. You'll notice there's five Japanese people on the ride in the rows behind us that are all pulling peace signs and doing poses and like dabbing. Like they knew exactly where the camera was going to be. Like they were ready. They were ready to get a fucking great photo out of this. Whereas I was like, I forgot that even existed on rides. I was like, oh, there's a camera on this thing. That's cool.
It's been a long time since I've been on a ride, but I am absolutely aware of when the camera is as well. They always do it at the drop.
At the drop. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm in it. I've forgotten that I'm on a ride.
You know
I think
what
I'm
as well?
Dr. Jones's Japanese Dr. Jones' son.
Short round. Weirdly, the Temple of Doom was on while we were overseas and we watched it. Not that good. And also, the fact that Short Round just shows up out of nowhere.
I can't remember it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I laughed at the reference because I was like, he's got me. I'm just going to assume this is a thing from the movie and not just a brutal bit of bullying.
Well, it was perfect.
Nice.
Well. It.
Look who's decided to join us.
Hello, boys.
Well, it's now that you're back. Mm. Something about you being away and coming back wearing that weird suit that you're wearing now.
Yeah.
Has reminded me of a certain game I've played some of since I've been back.
Well, I am hanging from the ceiling on a web.
I'm into that. The sleep is catching up.
The sun's slowly starting to go
down. I know.
Yeah.
It always changes the vibe, doesn't it?
I just got in the pool, sorry.
Never let the sun set on a podcast.
No. It's time to get serious, boys.
Anyway, Marvel's Spider-Man.
Let's swing into a review.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Or I guess first impressions-y type thing of Spider-Man.
We will keep this... I guess spoiler-free in terms of story.
Yeah.
But we will talk about mechanics, but I guess who cares about that?
I'm enjoying the story so far, though.
Me too.
So I definitely don't want to...
I'm as neutral as you could possibly be.
Really?
It's not bad, but I don't care about it.
I'm interested to see where it goes. Like, there's bits and pieces that are sort of happening that I'm into.
It's just like enough to keep me going through it, really.
Right.
Yeah.
I am really enjoying, because I'm not a big one for the Marvel movies and stuff. I am enjoying the thing of like, going through this story where it's like each story beat is like a bit of the game that you do. Mm. Like this is my preferred method of taking in a piece of superhero storytelling.
Yeah.
Okay. So far.
It's got all the Spider-Man stuff that I like the most about that character. I think the thing about the story is that all the characterization of the main people is done really well.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially Peter Parker, where like
yeah.
a lot of the dealing with the mundane everyday sort of...
just the Mondays.
Because he's like a 23-year-old Garfield. Spider-Man, so he's beyond all the high school stuff. He's been Spider-Man for a while.
And that's a great choice, I think. Yeah, like pushing it on, in like not doing the fucking... Origin again. We don't need it.
Yeah,
and not just it being after all of that, but like well after.
Yes,
that.
Yes, I agree with that.
He's really out of uni. Call. He's working. He's like and doing the everyday life stuff is the good thing about Peter Parker and Spider-Man is that playing into each other and him having to go like, well, I've got to go to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That noise was
Him
opening a
coming his pants because he loves work so much.
Yeah, oh, God. We got to get through this in like the next 60 seconds or I'm going to fall asleep. Anyway, yeah, that stuff I think is good, but we're all relatively early on in it still. Yeah. We're all about a third of the way through or something.
I think so, yeah. So this, I think the main thing, and not that I super care about this because I have such a big backlog of stuff to play now at the moment, it doesn't seem like it's particularly long or big.
Mm.
Like maybe this is just... because of this game, people were hanging for it so much. But over the weekend, I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook and in our Facebook group and stuff for people going, like, Sunday afternoon, like, yep, finished it.
Yes.
Like, yeah, people...
Well, you prefer things that are long and big.
Ben, come on, man. I'd allow that from Adam because he's jet-lagged, but you have no excuse, apart from those two beers that you drank. Yeah, I don't know. Like I don't necessarily think that to be a bad thing, but for this being such a big AAA thing and like you know such a build up and so hyped, like I haven't seen anyone mentioning that as a complaint that it they've finished it off pretty quickly, but it seems like you can breeze through the story relatively easy.
Yeah,
which I think is maybe to the game's benefit.
Sure,
so far because the it looks fucking expensive and like it's not. That it is low budget in terms of it being small or like a smaller scope than maybe expected. Yep.
Not at all. Not like it's impressively detailed and like the graphics are fantastic.
It looks
and
it's incredibly
awesome.
Polished as well. The interface and all of that sort of stuff. Yep. Like
the voice, all the voice acting has been great.
Yeah, the voice acting is really, really great. Mm. Yeah.
But yes, I like how pacey it is.
Yeah. Yep.
Way better than Dawson. And I like that it's snapping along. And because there is a lot of side content that is in there.
There's a lot, yeah.
And I don't like... I've only got a couple of complaints about this game. Mm. I actually think it's really good, which I didn't expect to feel.
Yeah,
So far.
I'm having a lot of fun, yeah.
The side content unravels slowly as you go through the different types of things you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So as you go through the main story, it'll open like, now you can do this type of thing. Now you can do this type of thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's maybe a little too slow with giving you that stuff because you'll be doing a lot of the same thing again and again if you're doing any of the side stuff early on.
Which I've found the side stuff much more enjoyable than the main stuff. Like the main stuff's good. It's not bad in any way. Like it's absolutely competent. But like you're swinging around doing fighting crimes, you know, like random encounters and like finding backpacks and tokens and unlocking shit. That's what I've been loving. Like I've really have been enjoying that the most. And you're right, the first 5 or so hours, there's like 3 different things that you do.
You go and beat up some criminals who are either robbing someone or doing a drug deal, which is them just standing around in a circle
waiting for Spider-Man to show up.
Like surely you don't need 20 people there to do a drug deal.
In balaclavas with guns.
On a
rooftop.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go sell these drugs. Let's bring our batons and everyone dress in the same clothes but different colors.
Just get more astute cops and you won't need Spider-Man at all.
Totally.
Yeah.
Where are the cops all the time? Like the only time you see them is if there's the villains with guns and then they're crouched behind their cars going like, we didn't think this would happen again. That's the stuff that I enjoy. Being your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man and going around and doing that. And luckily the fundamentals of it, of swinging around the city and of punching people are really good.
Really
great.
Good,
It feels really great.
Such a different vibe to the Batman-y style of combat where it's not just sort of the rhythm-y timing stuff.
Yep.
There's a lot going on with it and you've really got to think and it's quite hard at points.
Yep.
If you
To start with, I was like, I don't think I like the combat because I found I felt like it was throwing a lot at me at once.
I completely agree.
The Spidey sense thing that goes off, which to warn you to dodge, I just found it really hard to keep track of that when you're also trying to look at where everyone else is on the screen. I would often miss that had come up.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself kind of thinking like, I wish that just cued me in a different way, or it had like a noise associated with it or something. Like, I was like, I don't think that it just felt a bit like unfair. Like, it just wasn't giving me enough kind of like notice to dodge. Like, I just felt overwhelmed by it. But I've softened on that a lot, and I still do. I mean, I still do find myself getting, you get swarmed and you get, it is really, you can go from being, because you do these like, you do these like side things where you clear out a base and you get these waves and waves and waves of bad guys come at you. And you can go from, you know, the first couple of waves, just like you're totally in control. You're just absolutely nailing it to then, it can just change so quickly where one of them gets a couple of good hits in and then you're just fucked and you're really against the ropes and you're like, you just can't come back from it.
Totally.
But it kind of works because it's like, it makes it feel a bit, I don't know, like real or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like
You've got to think about it while you're doing it as well. Yeah. You've got such a massive amount of moves that you end up getting.
Yes.
And it can be like, it's one of those ones where I think if you put it down for a week, you come back to it and go, I can no longer play this game.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
Because, and it's good at reminding you of the prompts and stuff. Like if you don't do something that you should be doing for a while, it'll come up down the bottom in not an invasive way and go like, hey, by the way, fuckhead, you can swing in a web if you hold on to.
I do like that.
It's good. It's smart that it's in there. And I think you can adjust the difficulty of it quite a lot.
Right.
I was doing a mission the other night where it was like I was having to find something in a room and it was annoying me a bit that, you know, sometimes in games a lot there'll be a thing where it's like the character kind of like saying out loud, oh, I'm meant to be looking for this.
Yeah.
But it was like literally doing it every 15 seconds. It was just him. I felt like a fucking idiot. It was just him. It was just not giving me anything like enough time to actually look. It was just every 10 seconds going, anyway, like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm meant to be able to find something in here.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. I'm looking.
Spider-Man is very chatty.
Yeah, big time.
But he is as a character as well, so it kind of works. Other than there are a few voice lines that are repeated pretty often.
Yeah.
There are a number of times where like you'll do one of the side missions. I think I've seen it three times in the not that many hours I've played it. Where he's gone like, if you're not good at breaking and entering, don't try and do a B&E.
Yeah.
Well, like,
fuck off, Spider-Man.
Speaking of your little mate earlier, playing this did remind me of a quainter time when Spider-Man was the funny superhero before the great man Deadpool came along. Do you know what I mean? Like,
back when
I was like, wow, he's the superhero who cracks jokes as well. And now he just looks like your grandpa's superhero.
Spider-Man had one of my favorite movie jokes of it. Well, I don't remember which one it was. I think it was two.
Yeah.
Like the original Tobey Maguire two.
Yes.
Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
Where Spider-Man's delivering pizza and he gives it to a guy, or like Peter Parker is delivering pizza, gives it to a guy to hold while he beats up some people and then takes the pizzas back at the end.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, Spider-Man just stole that guy's pizza.
That's good.
That was a very good joke.
That's very good.
It's one of my favorite movie jokes of all time.
And we all laughed at it.
Yeah. It's a real ripper.
Anyway, so Spider-Man's always been funny and he's not that funny in this. He's just likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fun lad.
He's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's having a good time up there.
I mean, he's kind of funny in that way of like people that aren't funny or comedians writing lines for a funny character.
So not funny.
Right? No, but I mean, you could it's like that. It's trying to be funny. Like they think they've made him funny.
To be fair, he also seems like a 23-year-old nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talking really cool, sexy. Everyone loves him.
I don't have a problem with any of the writing in this game so far. No, it's very comic book.
Neither.
Yeah. The stealth I'm really enjoying a lot more than I usually do with stealth in video games.
It surprised me that it was in it.
Yeah.
Honestly. I thought,
it's very satisfying.
Well,
yeah.
It's done everything that the Batman games have done.
So, it is super Batman.
It is to the point of, like, you unlock these towers, which you do in a lot of open world games to get more stuff on the map, which does it even do that? I don't know that it does, because you can just scan stuff as you're swinging around.
I think they're just it shows you where the icons are.
Yeah.
But you then get tokens for unlocking them, don't you? Which means that you can buy stuff.
Yeah.
I do like that little system that everything that you do earns you another little credit,
which
you then use to buy gadgets and different gadgets and different different suits, and so they all need a different, so there's like crime tokens, there's landmark tokens, there's tower. There's do you get stuff for the towers? Like
research tokens.
Yeah. Research tokens, base tokens. Yeah. And so you kind of, if you want to be unlocking everything, like the gadgets and the suits and the abilities, you do need to be keeping a bit of an eye on like, oh, I guess I should go and do another couple of these just to get those up. And I think that's done really well.
It's very good about just putting it in your path as you're doing other stuff as well.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been like, it's very annoying in an open world game when you're like, oh no, I've got to trudge over to this side of the map to do this thing. But this is just like, it's right there. It's all it's fun to just do the next thing that pops up.
I've been doing that a lot, just swinging onto the next main objective and then just looking at the line and going like, oh, there's these three things on the way.
And you'll hear like a police radio on the way, where it'll be like, there's a car chase in progress.
It's almost too much that, because it's like, it's literally like you can't go 30 seconds without it happening. And I feel like I have an obligation to save the people, right? I'm a superhero.
Dude, that's Spider-Man's life though.
But so with the tower things, the way you unlock them is a complete copy of the, I think it's like the Batarang scanner in the Batman game. It's like literally the exact same thing where you have to match a waveform
and that's
by turning two knobs.
Pointless.
It's pointless. You should just be able to climb up to it and hit square.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things.
Like,
it's not a challenge. It's not a puzzle. Mm. It just takes you 3 seconds and it's done.
It's an exact ripoff of a of something from the Batman games.
The little pipe things you have to do from time to time are annoying too. Like the, I don't know what it's called, but it's a thing that's in a whole bunch of stuff where you spin the pipes to get a stream of electricity or water going.
Is it BioShock? It's like a water
hacking thing in BioShock, and it's just like an old game on its own. But it, like, all that stuff is very, it's very open world game-ish, where the movement and the combat, which are the things you're doing the most, are very well done.
Yes,
the swinging especially. There's just enough going on with it where it feels like you're doing it the whole time, but it isn't like overwhelming or difficult, and you don't get stuck very often and that sort of thing.
I think one of the smartest things about the way this game is programmed is that, and like you notice it a bit, like when you're swinging around, you should constantly be hitting the tops of buildings.
Right.
And it's almost like the game moves the buildings lower, like it moves the world lower so that your trajectory doesn't change and it feels like you're doing it perfectly.
It's and also
doing something clever,
there should be points where your web just can't stick to anything.
Yes.
Like it does a really good job of, like, I think that's the bit that it's nailed perfectly.
Totally.
Just being like, it doesn't matter that it's not perfect, like in terms of like making sense in the real world.
Yeah.
It's just fun. It feels good to zip around. You're not, you know, early on I would get a bit frustrated where I would be like, oh man, I'm having this great run and I've just like kind of hit the edge of this thing and now I'm sort of stuck walking around. But it's like, you know, once you learn and you get really good at, you know, keeping your altitude up and everything, it feels so satisfying that, like, sometimes you hit a roof and you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Well, I've lost that great sort of momentum I had. But the upshot of that is, if you can keep it going for a long time, you just like, once you get really good at it, it's very addictive just like seeing like, oh, okay, I've worked out how to keep this going for as long as I can.
And you
can
some
vault
like,
off the edge of things.
Yes.
Like you can do the point. You can like launch yourself to a point.
Which again is taken from Batman. It's basically Batman Arkham City with Spider-Man in it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
I think a bit more fun than that was as well, just because it's moving quicker. It's just throwing shit at you all the time.
Yeah.
And it's more upbeat because it's Spider-Man.
It's a much brighter world in general. Yeah.
It looks fucking incredible to move around. And there's just enough to it where I didn't feel with Batman, maybe just because there were four of them, and it... And every other game was doing the same type of combat.
Yep.
Where it would just be punch, punch, see the symbol, press triangle, and that would be the loop forever. But there's more skill involved in the moving around and the combat where I feel like I'm getting better at it, like you said.
Mm. Yep.
And so that is keeping me engaged way more than the open world stuff would be on its own.
Sure.
Because the open world stuff is very open worldy, like find this hidden thing.
Yeah.
But there's just an icon there, so it's easy.
And
go do this thing where you've got to swing through these hoops, basically.
Yep.
And
even the tower unlocking, it's just, just find them on the map and go to them.
Yep.
Whereas with Breath of the Wild, like, You had to find it, but you also had to work out, you had to get yourself enough stamina to be able to get up the thing as well to like actually activate it.
But then the main story is keeping it, like the missions are good enough.
I almost, weirdly enough, feel like it's got, in terms of just the main story, it's got more in common with like an Uncharted than it does with like a GTA.
Agreed.
Like, stripping back like the beats of it the way it is, like, it's super linear and it feels like, you know, in GTA you'll have a mission that's like, very much uses the open world. So it's like, get in this car and drive to this point of the map. every now and then, in you know, I think we're all like, what, maybe a third of the way through?
I think I'm like 32%,
something like that. Yeah. Something like that, yeah. You know, very rarely you'll get it's all of them that I've played, the missions are you're in this building and then you're in this kind of like self-contained bit where there's combat mm-hmm. that sort of all takes place in this kind of like, you know, just this one little area. Whereas Grand Theft Auto, often your missions are get all the way over to this point of the map, then drive over it. So it's really using that open world map the whole time. Mm-hmm. This feels like you're using the map to get to the missions, but once you're in the missions, they're just kind of like, you know, very locked down and just in the one spot.
Well, you said this, I think, in either our Facebook group or someone else's, mm-hmm. that, and I totally agree with it, because you basically are just moving rapidly through this world from one spot to the next, you don't really get to take the world in.
It does
seem detailed, and one of the worst things about the game is walking around. It feels like shit. It's awful. But, yeah.
It's same as in real life, though, to be fair. Absolutely hate it.
But I love a good walk.
Dude, I wish I could fly.
I wish I could be Spider-Man,
to be
honest. If
I could be a bird, I'd be a dove.
Nice dude.
And I'd be above everyone. I want to go to bed.
I mean, it is. It's kind of a shame because it's like, it seems like when you're on the ground, you can tell it's a really, you know, fleshed out, realized version of New York City. But you never see any of it because you're just zooming. And yes, it's fun, but you're just zooming across the rooftops.
Yeah.
So it's like it could be anywhere. The ground may as well not exist.
Totally.
You don't, apart from when you're in these combat positions in like a warehouse or at the docks or whatever, you're not walking around.
The effect of that is great though. And like, apart from the fact that you need to swing around like that because you're Spider-Man and that a game about Spider-Man needs to have that stuff, it wouldn't have needed to have been an open world game at all.
Yes.
It could be an Uncharted style of game.
Yeah.
And probably maybe be better if it was crafted that way rather than, but like,
it's hard because having that freedom of just being able to swing around and just do whatever you want. Like it is, it just having segments where you're doing that wouldn't have been as satisfying.
Yeah. Yes. I think I like this game. It's fun. But I think my big thing with it is maybe something you got with Assassin's Creed after a while, Knox, is like, and this is weird for basically the first game in what's going to be a new franchise.
Right.
Feels like done. It feels like I've done it all before.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times in games that had more other stuff going on that was more interesting. And like, I don't love Spider-Man as a character.
I'm not a huge comic book guy. I'm not a huge Marvel guy. So yeah, I mean, the swinging around is really, really fun. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like the combat and the open world, I would rather play like Sleeping Dogs. It's very similar combat to Sleeping Dogs. That to me was a more interesting world, more interesting story, like more interesting characters.
The swinging around, like I love the Just Cause series and it's better in Spider-Man, absolutely. But that also was a series of games where you used a grappling hook to swing around and fly with a power. Like it's, there are similarities there even with that, which is the most enjoyable thing about this game.
Totally. And it's 100% not doing anything new. It's just doing a bunch of stuff really competently,
It's all done really well.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it.
It is so in the vein of the Marvel movies. Yeah. Where it's just like you can turn this on and just like grin for a while as long as you don't overthink it.
Yes.
Too much. And I would love to see more of this style of Marvel game too.
Totally.
Yeah. Yes.
Because this is the first good one.
Yeah.
I don't know how that Guardians of the Galaxy, did that come out, the Telltale one?
Yeah, that's right. Out. Yeah, I didn't play it.
No, me neither. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. I can like, I think I'll finish the story and then be like happy to move on. Do you know what I mean? It's not like some things where I've gotten near the end of it. I'm like, oh, I don't want this to end. Or I've like, you know, Mario Odyssey, I finished the story and then I went back and like kept looking for moons for ages. Yeah. Like I pick up Breath of the Wild still every now and then and just kind of fuck around for a bit. I think I'll be like, I'm doing little side stuff on the way to the main stuff just because it's like it's on the way there. But I'm not going to all of a sudden spend a whole day just doing side shit. And I'm not going to finish it and then go back and like shoot for 100%.
I think that's how I feel
at the moment. Maybe in the next, you know, few hours it'll really, 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 you know, draw me in more. But as it stands, it sounds like, you know, we're shitting on it. But I am loving it. Like I am having a lot of fun with it. Like I lost hours to it the other night without even thinking.
That's the thing. I think it's just a real good cheeseburger of a game.
Yes. Totally.
And that's exactly what I want right now. So I'm super into it. I think it's really, really competent and well made.
Yes.
And isn't falling short of trying to deliver on anything more than that.
Yeah.
I think it's like presenting itself as that and living up to that, which I think is all you can ask of something, is to be what it promises to be.
Yeah, I think right? so.
I would like to know of people who were like really, 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 really looking forward to this and who've finished it pretty quickly. Are you in any way let down by the length of the main story? Would be my only thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I personally don't care, but I just wonder if that's a problem for anyone else.
I think that's definitely a help, is that I wasn't really, other than this being like sort of the first big game of this last part of the year.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this in any particular way.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, this is so minor, but it's really been bothering me for some reason, is going around and everyone going like, hey, Spidey, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
And you can't interact with them.
Yeah.
And being like you're fucking standoffish neighborhood Spider-Man is really bothering me. Like the cops on the roof, if you go to the little thing, will go like, can I get an autograph for my kid?
Yeah.
Just being able to walk over them and push a button and go like, there's the thing.
Yeah.
Being a friendly Spider-Man would be nice. It's little things like that where like the crowds don't react to you in a natural seeming way.
Yes.
It's all a little stilted.
I think the model of Peter Parker looks kind of weird too.
A little bit.
He looks kind of like a freaky puppet. Everyone else looks great, and he looks... Something about him looks very strange.
It's like
they've
tried to mix Tobey Maguire and Tom Holland together, and it's sort of halfway between.
Yeah.
And Garfield. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, the model looks strange.
Yeah.
Remember when Jamie Foxx played Electro?
No.
It was really bad in that movie.
I didn't see that second one.
Oh, God, it sucked.
Yeah.
No good.
I would say as well, didn't pick the best villains that they could have.
So far, I guess I'm not really... The guy who I've fought twice so far is lame as hell.
Yeah.
But look, I guess if you're making this, there is some part of that development process where you're like, there's going to be a sequel.
Sure.
We can't just throw everyone in it in the first one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although that's kind of what they did with Arkham Asylum, and then they just reused them again.
But then also Batman has the best villains of any one.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't be bothered thinking about it.
it's true.
But yeah, it is fun.
You want to know how I got these car crashes?
How?
Princess Di, I'm doing
it
again.
Yes. Very good. Nice, very nice. But yeah, you're right. I wasn't...
Dodi El-Fayed.
What?
I didn't have any hype for this until like the day before.
Knox thinks he's literally gone insane.
That was the weirdest thing to hear when I had no idea what it meant. And to see Tommy react to it as though like, oh yeah.
Normal. Absolutely normal. Yeah. I had no hype for this until like, the day before it came out. I was that's out tomorrow. That'll be fun.
And
I'm glad. I think it's, I had nothing riding on it. I think it's like I've enjoyed it a lot more for just it being a very last minute.
Well, I bet $10,000 on it being 10 out of 10.
Right. Well, that's fuck, that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Did you see that guy who bet on the men's US Open final and he lost? It was meant to be a sure thing.
Can I just say very quickly, this doesn't sound that absurd so far.
He bet like, who was the guy who lost? The Australian guy beat him.
Serena Williams.
No. Anyway, he bet on the sure favorite. He bet like $30,000 or something and lost. But the odds were so narrow that he would have only made like $700 or something.
Not the grand, like Federer. He bet on Federer.
He bet on Federer. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And Federer lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Bet some obscene amount of money to make fucking basically nothing back if he won. And it's like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Man, what an idiot. Speaking of failed, that was something that was in the Spider-Man game too, is that little proposal thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. And kind of sad. I feel bad for this dude if this is the case.
Yeah.
So this the story, allegedly, is that he hit up Insomniac to say, hey, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I want to do it on a grand scale. Could you sneak an Easter egg into the game? They go for it.
Yep.
They do it. And then people find it and he's like, oh, that's cool that that's in there. We broke up a week ago.
Mm.
And she's left him for his brother.
Yeah. That's the part that, weirdly, that's the part I don't believe.
Yeah. I saw something being like, these people are promoting their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Which, we've got a YouTube channel, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Go to
Tommy,
it.
I want to ask you a question.
Go for it.
Do you know what that YouTube channel is?
No.
And will you marry it?
I do not know. I don't know what the URL is. Just go to our website,
YouTube.com.
filthycasuals.com.au.
Yeah, it's YouTube.com.
And then, anyway, I played a different game over the last few days, if you want to hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Spider-Man, by the way, to wrap it up.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good fun.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Donut County.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I've been playing on my iPad.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to put that away, sir.
You're going to have to put that desktop computer away, sir.
It is a little, it's like $7 on iOS mm-hmm. and like $15 or something on the PS4, which is mm-hmm. the other thing it's out on. So yep. I thought, hey, going to save a little bit of scratch here.
Nice.
I just lost $30,000 on the US Open. Money's a bit tight. It's fun. It's a little game. It looks cool. You play as a little raccoon guy with an app that controls a hole in the ground that you get stuff to fall through.
Right.
Is the basic thing. And there's like sort of a story that goes on through it that's written in a way that I think will turn some people off and some people will love. Mm. Like it's kind of funny. And it's very cute, sort of someone who spends a lot of time on the internet but still has a social life humor. Okay. Does that make sense?
That's us.
Yeah, that's us.
No, it's like... it's
more of a social life than us?
More of a... like, I think that you specifically won't like the writing, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's sort of like teen text talk almost type of thing, but like a little bit... Cards Against Humanity fan writing, that sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
You were right.
And some of it is good. There's bits of the writing in it. So like all the things that you drop down the hole go into this Trashopedia, which is just little one-sentence descriptions of all the bits of trash that go down there. And like some of them are really funny where like for sale, a sold sign out the front of a house, the description would be like, hands off, somebody bought this sign already. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's a cute way of describe. Yep. And some of them are like, it'll be a snake and it's like a very angry spaghetti or something like that. We're like, okay, how about we call it here?
Yeah.
So it's, I think, yeah. That
any mention of the word doggo? Because I am out. Papa.
There is a character called Pup. But that it is a baby dog, and it's not Papa or Doggo. Yeah, Nobody says Papa or Doggo. But like the characters, when they laugh, they literally say "lol." It's
man, I'm swinging back and forth on this.
I don't mind that at all.
I don't know. I got through, and that sort of stuff can grate on me, and I was like fine with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it sounds fun. I've been meaning to get around to it.
So you go through and you drop all these things down the hole, and the story unfolds. You never get to the point where it's like you're dropping entire universes through the hole or whatever. It's always just pretty small stuff. There's like little light puzzle elements to each of some of the levels later on and stuff, and it's only about maybe 2 hours long.
Okay.
Right.
Something like that. It's like a pretty quick thing that you can just rapidly get through, and it's perfect for iPhones and iPads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
I think where you just the whole screen is a joystick, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I might play it on my Hadron Collider.
Yeah,
gonna fire it up.
Oh, whatever. There's a joke about the God particle somewhere in there, and like making the God particle speak like "lol, what's up, guys?" Or whatever.
That's cool.
Like
that's
these guys are doing.
Yeah, maybe Hadron Swanson Collider would
be
something someone would do on the internet.
Hadron Burgundy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jason Biggs boson, is that anything?
I think it might be, yeah.
I reckon we should get out on that. What do you think?
fucking a 3.141 59, mm-hmm. a cherry 3
nice.
Pie.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Anyway, I think it's good. It's mainly about the sort of tone of it though, like there's more text than game.
Yeah,
so if that stuff turns you off quickly, then you probably won't bother going through it even if it's only 2 hours. But right. I enjoyed it, and some of the writing in there was actually funny.
Okay.
And some of it was like okay.
Sure. Right.
So I don't know, I think it was worth $7 for sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. Well, what do you say we wrap this up? I think we've all got Yes.
I'll just briefly mention I've been playing Into the Breach, something that I was recommended highly by a lot of our listeners and our actual friends in real life.
Whoa. Lol.
STFU. It's good. It's basically a grid, isometric, turn-based Mario plus Rabbids, XCOM, but a very stripped-down basic version of it. I'm very bad at it, but it's very fun. It's a great little loop, little gameplay loop.
Yeah, I've been wanting to try it. So it came out on the Switch after there being a Nintendo Direct about indies, and it was like this is up now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's worth getting. It's cheap. It's like $20 or something like that. But I've been playing a lot of it, and I recommend it to anyone who likes that kind of game.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've been playing Dead Cells on the Switch as well, which is actually pretty fun.
Yep.
It's quite hard, and I'm not good at it yet, and I haven't had enough time to solidly play it.
Been meaning to get to that. People loving that game.
It's good, but like it's one that you need a chunk of time, I think, to get good enough at it that you enjoy playing it. And I can tell that it's good, but I can't get good enough at it to enjoy it yet.
I had the exact same experience with Hyper Light Drifter.
Right.
And I never got good enough.
Yeah. So I think that's going to sit on the back burner until like April.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's so much shit happening.
There's kind of a bunch of stuff that I'm making my way through, but I think I'll save all of that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing maybe. Do you want to talk about Minute very quickly?
I reckon I'll give you about 90 seconds.
We each played that. I hated it.
Did you really?
I fucking thought it sucked.
Wow.
I was so not into it. I played through, because Minute, it wasn't very long.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
And so the idea is that you have this like cursed sword that only gives you a minute to live, and then you respawn, and you've got to kind of get through these areas by doing one thing at a time.
Yeah.
In every life.
And you find safe houses where you respawn from once you find them. So you're kind of constantly trying to push through far enough to just get to that next safe house.
And I thought each of the things that you had to do was either so obvious or so unclear that it made it completely not fun to play.
I'm stuck on it. I'm stuck on it a bit. That's very, very unclear to me.
And it's not unclear in a like you've been given this information, go and do it, and like, oh, what does the riddle mean way. It's like, literally, where do I go?
Yeah,
what the fuck does any of this bullshit basic graphics mean?
Right,
when I'm looking at these six dots, is that a bin or is that a person? I can't tell.
Well, you're looking at me when you said that.
Yeah.
It, but like, just I didn't really like the music or the look of it.
Right.
It felt so sluggish to move around. Every aspect of that game I did not enjoy.
Okay.
In the end.
Right.
Okay. Sorry. Because I know you liked it, Tom.
I made it.
Mm.
Yeah,
you made it.
Now I feel like a fucking idiot.
How'd you get stuck on it?
Wouldn't put it past me. I liked it. It's pretty cheap. I think it's still worth taking a punt on.
Mm. Sure. And yeah, look, it's a creative idea. I just don't think they follow through on it very well.
Interesting.
Because it's just the most obvious way of doing it, where it's like, get the watering can so you can water this plant, which is sitting there, and like it's the Zelda thing of going like, oh, now I've got this item, I can go back to these things.
Right.
So the Minute thing ends up being kind of a gimmick almost, or like, I guess it was, but like, yeah, it just wasn't well designed. Puzzle-wise.
Maybe instead you could watch the movie Edge of Tomorrow, because it's the same basic idea.
I got to watch that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like it a lot.
I like the porno version Edging of Tomorrow.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Very good.
Every time they have to keep fucking from the start.
Yeah, well, you only get to watch it for 60 seconds. And
yeah.
Nice.
That's the same as any of them.
All right, we got to wrap it up for another week.
Yeah.
Live show this Saturday, September the 15th, 4 p.m. at the European
14th,
Beer Cafe.
September the
15th.
Yeah.
You're living in Ireland time.
Come check that out. Tickets on the door or pre-book filthycasuals.com.au. We'll be back next week. Thanks very much for joining us. And as we say here at the end of every one of these...
Yeah. It's been a month and a half. I genuinely forgot that this happens at the end.
That'll do.
Yeah, it'll have to.
Yeah.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.